FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex. Do the sex. Ring loop.
Today's Masturbation Monday topic is why women want to have sex, according to research and Real Women's Reports. Over the years, I've been shocked at the prevalence of misinformation that is out there on why women want to have sex, their desires, and how they want to have sex. Of course, a lot of this is largely due to outdated sexist and patriarchal ideology. Also, historically, women were shamed for being sexual creatures and admitting to wanting to have sex. So they often underreported or lied when they did take part in research that had to do with sex. Now, I do think it's important for people to consider why they want to have sex before they embark on finding their partner. I know for myself, it's been super important for me to stop and ask myself this question. Why do I want to have sex? As I have embarked on the journey of manifesting the life I want and the dream partner I hope to have through my own pleasure practice. So in this episode, I'm going to start by sharing the 5 most common myths about why women want to have sex based on research with you. Then I am going to share the top 5 reasons that, according to research and women's reports, women actually want to have sex. Finally, I reached out to my community of women all over the world through my different social connections, and I asked them to share with me why they want to have sex. So I'm going to read their answers to you so you can get the truth about why women want to have sex straight from them. So grab your cup of coffee and join me in bed. Let's talk about why women want to have sex. Cheers. So let's just dive right into the myths. Myth number 1, women want to have sex to find an emotional connection. Now, there are a lot of reports and studies that show that up to 96% of women say that sex is better when there is an emotional connection. But it's not their primary reason for wanting to have sex. In fact, there was a study that came out of the University of Michigan that found that the reasons women wanted to have sex were greatly varied. But an emotional connection wasn't among those reasons. Now, another interesting finding in that study was that the reasons that both men and women want to have sex aren't so different from each other. In fact, most of them are similar with only a small amount of variances, and I found that fascinating. Myth number 2, women have a lower libido than men. False. Research suggests that both men and women have a similar level of libido, but they may manifest differently. In fact, there was research published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine that found that both men and women's libidos fluctuate over time, and that relationship satisfaction and emotional connection play a large role in women's desire. Myth number 3. Women only want to have sex to manipulate men. There is absolutely no research out there that suggests this is true, although there is tons of research that shares lots of other reasons why women do want to have sex, and I'll be sharing that with you in a moment. Myth number 4, women want to have sex in order to find and tie down a man. This is not supported by the research. In fact, the research is finding more and more that women actually enjoy casual sex and report having great experiences and feeling good after having casual sexual experiences. A meta-analysis published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior found that women reported positive emotions after casual sexual encounters and desiring to seek out more. Myth number 5, women want sex for emotional intimacy over physical intimacy. Research suggests this isn't true at all. In fact, if women aren't experiencing physical pleasure from the sex they are having with someone, they have a hard time staying intimately and emotionally connected to them. Okay, now that we have cleared up some of those myths, let's talk about the top 5 reasons women want to have sex, according to research. The number one reason women want to have sex is for pleasure and the sheer enjoyment of it. The Journal of Sex Research has highlighted the importance of pleasure, physical pleasure, for women when it comes to seeking sex. I know it might surprise you, but it's true. We like to be sexually satisfied. Reason number 2 that women want to have sex is for the confidence boost that comes from self-expression and sharing their identity. Research shows that women's sexual expression plays a vital role in women's sense of self and identity, and that for women, embracing their sexuality can lead to feelings of empowerment. Reason number 3, stress relief. So, I've talked about it on this podcast forever. Orgasms and pleasure lead to lower stress and anxiety. You get all of those feel-good hormones and chemicals that dump in your body, and women are chasing stress relief through sex. They want to have sex for stress relief. Cheers to that. Number 5, women want to have sex for adventure. Just like men, they are curious and seek out sexual adventures. In fact, some studies show that women may be more likely to seek out new sexual experiences, especially as they get older. Now, those are the top 5 reasons women want to have sex, but I have a couple of runner-ups for you that fall close to the others, so I'm going to share them with you real quick. A close runner-up is women want to have sex for the health benefits. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast for any time now, you know that orgasms and sexual pleasure bring a host of benefits. Outside of reducing stress, it can stave off depression. It can boost collagen production for your skin and hair. It can reduce your chance of heart disease. And I'm just like naming a couple of the many reasons that you should be having sex to improve your overall health. And women want to have sex to stay healthy. And then finally, women do want to have sex for that emotional connection, that intimate connection. There's that back and forth relationship with sex for them. So women seek sex for physical pleasure and all of these other things. But as I said earlier, the more intimate connected a woman is to her partner, the better they report sex actually being. So it only makes sense that they want to have sex, well, to have that intimate connection. I know that I do. Okay, now that I've shared the myths and then the top reasons why women want to have sex, I'm going to share the reasons I have come up with for wanting to have sex myself. I figure it's only fair. So after a lot of thought and introspection, here are my top 3 reasons for wanting to have sex. Number 1, this year my focus can be summed up in the simple mantra, healing, health, and wealth. And it's no secret that to me, at the core of my journey in health is sexual pleasure. I've already talked about how it can be used to help with mental and emotional health, talking about depression and anxiety, but how it also fortifies your physical health. My pleasure practice is core to my health journey. And that's one of the main reasons why I would love to be having more sex. Number 2, I love feeling appreciated for my full self, including my sexual self. I also love feeling desired, and I love having the power to bring someone else pleasure. And that makes me feel empowered and powerful doing that for someone else as well. And those feelings of empowerment for me transfer from the bedroom to, well, the rest of life. Number 3 is connection. All of the work I'm doing right now is in hopes that I will be able to cultivate my person, my dream intimate partner. I miss feeling intimately connected to someone. And I do think that sex for me is way better when it is with somebody that I'm deeply and intimately connected to. Finally, I reached out to my community of women and asked them to share why they want to have sex. And they gave me some great answers. And I really hope you have stayed and listened to this part because I think it's most important for people out there who are wanting to have sex with women. The first one is anonymous. I feel I may be asexual because I don't feel sexual attraction to someone unless they express attraction to me. Is that what they call responsive desire? I think I want to have sex because I want to feel desired, to feel pleasure, and sometimes to connect emotionally with my partner. The next response. For me, sex is like a mood stabilizer, 2 to 3 times a week to keep the depression at bay. So that harkens back to the health. The next one, simple response, because I'm horny, because I love eating women out. This is from a bisexual woman. To feel skin on skin connection, to make my partner feel good and allow them to make me feel good. And I think regular sex or masturbation, if not with a partner, really helps a person's mental health and reduces anxiety. It has health benefits. So women are really motivated by the health aspect of this for sure. Here's one of my favorite answers. I have sex to de-stress, feel connected to my partner, because I'm horny, because I want to release my demons, because I want to try new things to feel sexy and to make my partner feel good and wanted. So there is the aspect of women enjoying making other people feel good, which comes as no surprise because we definitely are the caregivers in a lot of situations. And finally, from another woman, if it's really good, there's a feeling of closeness with another person on a different level. If you're in love with the other person, the feeling of connection you get when looking into their eyes is almost as great as the physical pleasure. Then, of course, there's the physical pleasure. Yet seeing a man at his most vulnerable gives me a great sense of power. Even if he's being dom, he doesn't understand how much power I hold in that situation. I know how to use something as little as a smile to seduce a man. So even if they threaten to stop because I won't do what they want, they never have the willpower to actually stop. I don't have to beg or give in, yet they never can just walk away in the middle of it. So it's that feeling, powerful feeling, which I love and I totally get. All right, folks, now you know why women want to have sex, according to research, well, according to my own experience, and then according to women who were willing to write in and share why they want to have sex. So if you have a question or a comment, you want to add a reason you think women have sex or other women want to pipe in and share why they want to have sex, make sure to reach out to me if you are on my YouTube channel, which is at Annette Benedetti. You can drop a comment below this episode or you can email me at Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, at SheExploresLife.com. You can join me on any of my socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and message me there as well. So until next time, I'll see you in the locker room. Cheers. Ring loop. Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from vanilla is my flavor to tie me up and call me good girl daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.